And I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, wow. I was like, whoa, that really made an impact. Wow. Like, really incredible.
Hi, I'm Alex Fletcher.
And I'm Rivki Silver.
And this is Deep Meaningful Conversations, powered by Town Appliance.
Alex and I wear a lot of hats.
We're both writers.
And speakers.
And so many other things. Mothers, wives, friends, and active community members.
We love using our skill sets to bring you the best guests to share their wisdom, perspective, and advice on relevant topics.
And we love schmoozing about the topics that are on our mind, and hopefully yours too. Like one listener said, DMC is like hanging out with friends for coffee and talking about the stuff we're all thinking about.
So whatever you're doing while listening to our podcast, thanks for joining us for a DMC. So if you've been listening to DMC the past year, you've heard a lot about Town Appliance, and we are so grateful for them for sponsoring the entire 2023 year of DMC. It really made doing this podcast possible. And you know all about them. Like, you know that they have beautiful showrooms in Cedarhurst, Lakewood, and Baltimore. You know they ship. You know that they have gorgeous appliances and expert customer service people who know exactly what firm people want in their appliance. Not like getting something random that doesn't work for you because you're firm, but like they get it. They get you.
And I shared this once in one of our prior episodes this season, but like we've literally had listeners tell us that, oh, I needed a new fridge. And I went to Town Appliance because you guys keep talking about them. And that was really gratifying for us. And Town Appliance, I'm sure you're happy to hear that too. So thank you so much for sponsoring us and believing in our podcast.
And Alex, can you believe that it has been a whole year of DMC?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's so much to talk about. I'm so happy we're doing this recap episode, sharing our experiences, our thoughts, our successes, our blunders. Like, this is what this is all about. It's just crazy, Rivki, how it was yesterday when we decided to start a podcast together. And now it's such an essential part of our lives. It's so part of our weekly routine. It's so part of our, you know, daily work schedule. And we love it. And we're so grateful that this is the work that we're doing. And we just hope that, you know, you guys, our listeners, feel that DMC has become a regular part of your lives too, that you're looking forward to that Monday release.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I get emails, when we get emails in our inbox, people are saying like, we look forward so much to every episode coming out. And it's always such a nice thing to hear.
Yeah.
And we have been very busy planning for next season. It's going to be amazing. It's really going to be amazing. But we also, before we move forward into the future, we want to just stop and reflect on what the last year has been like for our podcast.
Let's do that. And while we do that, we thought maybe you'd like to listen in on this little DMC.
Exactly. Okay, let's dive in. First, let me share some statistics. I love data. I think it's so interesting.
Yeah.
We released 23 episodes this year, and we got over 120,000 downloads of those episodes.
Whoa.
Plus also older episodes.
Whoa.
I know, right? Wow. And on average, we had about 4,000 listeners per episode. So thank you, everyone, who tuned in, who told friends about it, who listened to the episodes, like, all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Most of our listeners are from the States, mainly from the tri-state area. But we see the love from Cleveland and Baltimore, so we appreciate that. Mm. And I know just from talking to people through, you know, various other work I do, that we have listeners in Portland and Providence and Cincinnati, and I'm sure other communities, too. Our next largest listener base is from Eretz Israel, and then followed by our Canadian friends and also our friends in Great Britain. So hello to everyone around the world.
Yeah. Our top five episodes. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Number one, The Art of Everyday Living with Razi Fried. Number two, What's Missing from Parenting Classes with local Clevelander Ruchi Koval. Number three, Kosher Comedy with Zaya. Number four, Living Life on Purpose with Jackie Glazer. And number five, The 21st Century Ish Chayil with Shira Hochheimer. Go, ladies.
Yeah, it was so nice to see those when I was looking at the, like, where everything fell out with, like,
yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
And it's also just so funny how, like, we'll have an idea for an episode and, like, we think, like, we're not, like, so not with it that we don't have our finger on the pulse. Like, we think that it's going to resonate or going to be good. And then, like, sometimes we're like, whoa, I didn't know it was going to be that good. Like, that's really gratifying. We won't tell you which ones we're talking about, but.
Yeah, it's true. And I feel like it's like that with articles too. Like, you never know which ones are going to hit and which ones are going to be, like, kind of like crickets after it's released, you know? And it's always interesting to see which ones end up really resonating with our listeners. So, Alex, let me ask you, what are you looking forward to most for next season?
Well, first of all, what what I've really enjoyed in terms of planning out next season, I'm just going to start with that, is Rifki will just like sit down and have multiple long meetings with our calendar and just like filling it out.
Yeah.
And then like before, and then I'm like reaching out to people and being like, hey, we want to feature you in May. Like we're super, I'm like, yes, go us. Like we're going to, now obviously all these different things flip around and we have no idea what the world is going to be like, but there's something gratifying about like planning out the set for the year. I'm really looking forward to making all of our dreams and our guests and those conversations actually happen and come to life. Right now it's just on paper.
Right now it's just in potential form.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I really hope we can really pivot our content. We did that with the war, and I hope we can pivot for celebration and for good news, and maybe we'll be pivoting to be recording an Heiress Astral. I don't know. I'm looking forward to when we can do that.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
What about you?
I also am very excited about our guest lineup and just like brainstorming like who to have on the who they have on the podcast has been like really, really, really fun. And also like I've been like brainstorming a lot of different ways to connect in different ways and in more broad ways with our listeners, and like that's also really exciting because I love that back and forth also with our listeners, you know, and being able to get feedback and to talk and to share and to meet people. I love meeting people, you know, through like the screen usually, but still, it still counts as meeting. So I'm excited to see which of my grand ideas are actually going to happen. So that's also fun.
I know that's true.
A lot of ideas.
Like who's going to be like, what? I'm not interested in coming on your podcast.
No, I mean like other things like, you know, with like different listener engagement, like things like that, like not like people coming on, but just like there's a disconnect sometimes between like all the things I want to do and then also how much time I actually have in my life.
Actually, I'd love to talk a little bit. You mentioned like the feedback that we get from listeners. Tell me, Rifki, what's the favorite feedback you've gotten? Whether it was an email, a discussion, a call.
This is hard because I love all the feedback, you know, but there was one very memorable one. This is actually from an episode that was in season 2, actually. I'm cheating a little bit when I'm answering this, but I remember we had Hoodie Abrams on, and she talked about like the power of forgiveness before Yom Kippur a couple years ago. And I remember someone stopped me in a parking lot and said, I listened to that episode and it made me like think about forgiving someone and reaching out to someone and like repairing like a rift in a relationship.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, wow. I was like, whoa, that really made an impact.
Wow.
Like really incredible.
You sort of like put it out there and then you don't realize that someone actually can make a life-changing
which is great
decision.
And then I also had a friend who was like, she's like, you keep having like all these amazing books that like now I want to buy all these books that like you're talking to these incredible authors. I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know, books are great.
That's cute. I like that.
What about you? What's your favorite feedback?
So Rifki, you man the email account.
And I do.
I to answer this question, I needed to go search my Google, and it was sort of fun reading our emails. Thank you everyone who takes time to email us. Recently, I really, really like this email. Erica Needleman was on about dealing with our emotions, you know, through this war and in general. And someone sent us an email saying, feeling that DMC was like free therapy, which I thought was so hysterical.
I feel like we say that all the time about it, like about it for ourselves.
Yeah. And that's our thanks to our guests, not to us. And she actually sent a picture in the email of post-it notes that she had written with like key phrases, right?
Yeah.
Like key phrases.
I almost said this one as my favorite feedback.
Oh man,
you should know.
That we would have been stuck. Key phrases that Erica had shared that were nuggets of just jewels of like mindset shift work type of stuff. And she's like, this is on my fridge. I just want you ladies to see. And I'm like, wow. That's impressive.
It was great that she emailed us and that she sent the picture of the post-it notes. Like, I love that. It was so thoughtful.
And honestly, we all know what it's like. You read an article, you like, oh, maybe I should write a letter. Maybe I should reach out or send a text message to my friend. It makes such a difference.
Yeah.
Thank you all for reaching out to us when something resonates. And if something doesn't resonate, we also appreciate those messages too.
100%.
It helps us get better.
Constructive criticism is welcome. And also, if you're like, oh, I never make the time to reach out. Like, don't worry. I understand life also moves very fast. And there's plenty of times when I've wanted to reach out to someone and it got lost in the shuffle. So don't worry. We validate. But you could also still reach out. Don't worry. It's not too late. Okay. This one's kind of fun. And this has been like an interesting side effect of the podcast. But sometimes when we're out in public, people will recognize us or something. So do you have any fun stories about times that that's happened to you?
I have not had like actual celebrity sightings. I don't know. I mean, our pictures are very evident. But that would be very, very cool. I'd like to share just, I guess, the recognition piece, which is interesting. Like when you realize that like people are familiar with your voice, people know your name, people are know you because they're listening to you every other week. Like that's odd. And like obviously that's happening, Alex. Like you're putting yourself out there, but like it still sort of hits you weird. So
it's a parasocial relationship.
Exactly.
That's literally what it's called.
That's so fascinating.
Parasocial relationships, yeah.
So I remember when my son went to Israel a few years ago for Shana Aleph, and he would go to his rabbis for Shabbos, and his wives, like the Revenants, would be like, "Oh, I listened to your mother's podcast," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" I'm like that. I'm honored that my son's Rebbeim's wives are listening to DMC.
That's very cool.
So that's very special
that's
to
very,
me.
Very, very, very cool.
Okay, what about you?
I've gotten recognized for my voice a couple times. Like, I was in a store getting like socks for my daughter or something, and someone was like, "Can I ask you a weird question?" I was like, "I love weird questions." Yeah, what? And she's like, are you Rivki Silver? And I was like, I am. And she's like, I recognized your voice. I was like, oh my gosh.
That is so weird.
It was unexpected. And then another time I was in a book. It happened to me again a couple times. And then I was actually at a wedding in Toronto. And someone came up to me and said how much she loved the podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, which was really, really nice.
Okay, so you actually were celebrity side of
Rivki. I was. So that's why I thought you
Your voice, your face.
You, this is your question. You included this. I thought it happened to you too.
I wanted to hear from you if you know. Okay, Rivki, what's your favorite episode? Whatever favorite means to you. Oh my gosh, so hard.
This is an impossible question. Why did we include it? It's like asking who's your favorite kid, but I'm gonna pick two.
Ah.
It's impossible, but I'm cheating. Again, I'm picking two. One is Zahavit, like Rosenblum from Zaya Comedy.
Yeah.
So she's hilarious, which is always fun. I love her page. But also she was so introspective in the episode, and I loved how we got to kind of see behind the like the professional work that she does as a comedian, and to get to see like who she is like behind her work, you know what I mean, and to see like how thoughtful, introspective, and growth oriented, and like ruchniistic. Like I loved talking to her, I loved her insights, and I loved her perspective, and it was like such like a refreshing and like unexpected conversation, you know?
I totally had that same experience during that interview.
Yeah, it was so good. And then also my second one was Slavi, Young Grace Wolf. Mm. Just like, I remember like when we were interviewing her, we kept saying like, I never heard that before.
That's right.
Like so many like chedushim, like just so much like amazing Torah that she just so generously shared with us.
Yeah.
She was just so gracious and wonderful to work with also, just like on a personal level.
Yeah, and it's so wonderful to give all of our guest platforms, but specifically like high level Torah educators who are world renowned, you know, we may not have opportunity to go hear them, or you can listen online, but it's special to give them another opportunity to share their Torah.
Right, in a different format, like in like a DMC format, as opposed to like giving a share, you know?
Exactly.
It's fantastic. What about you?
Okay, so I picked our number two, which is number two on the charts this year, which was What's Missing from Parents in Classes of Rivki Kaval.
Yeah, such a good one.
So that whole episode was such an experience. I'll tell you, like, from its initial conception was through a WhatsApp chat that we had, the three of us. And we were just talking about something else.
I completely forgot about that.
We were talking about some parenting challenges, just something completely separate. And then it just was this natural organic conversation where Rivki was like, I feel like I should give like a class on like what's missing from parenting classes. And we're like, that's going to be a DMC. So like, I love how that, you know, was conceived. And then what I always love Rivki, and she's just so wise and so refreshing. And we know that as friends and, you know, neighbors. But I loved sharing that with the world and sharing her with the world with DMC, and then seeing the huge level of response and of feedback of people who were like, this is awesome. She is awesome. This is so refreshing. And I'm like, yeah, we know. Like, I was so happy to. And Rivki doesn't need sharing. She has plenty of sharing. She's a momentum tripleter. But like, nonetheless, it was just a very wonderful experience of sharing that kind of insight and wisdom with our followers and seeing how it resonated.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of resonating and meaningful, here's a kind of a twist on the same question, which is like, which episode did you find most personally meaningful over this past year?
Okay, so I think when we had to pivot with the war, we did a wonderful interview with Sarah Levy, Opening Our Hearts and Homes. If you haven't listened, it's so worth a listen. Basically, she's opened up her home, and I'm sure they're still there, to displaced family from the South. And all of those war episodes were really therapeutic, honestly, like for me. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was like, and it's sad, I hate to say, now that we're how many days in?
82.
I will never forget when our first episode that we did with Deanie Cooper Smith, I remember saying, oh, this is day 11.
Yeah.
So like naturally things wear off.
Yeah.
And it's so sad that that immediacy and that feeling of needing healing that we were all going through. And I was like, oh, DMC and talk is helping me do that has worn off. Like it just has.
Right.
And but I can always go back and listen. And that episode just really was like a episode of healing. I can't say it any other way. It was just a very special experience interviewing her.
Yeah. Mine was also from that time. Mine was actually Deanie's episode.
Deanie.
Deanie Cooper Smith. Who made time to talk to us, even though it was the 11th day of the war, and she was making a chasana and a bar mitzvah and starting a school.
It was crazy. That, like, week. Out. It was, happening
just
all
shout out to Deanie for, like, giving her time to us. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And just, like, yeah, just, like, you know, that I personally knew her and just, like, it was, everything was so raw and so, like, fresh. And it just, like, the clarity that she had. I just remember, like, feeling like, oh, she has this level of clarity because she lives in Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees things in a different way because she's there. You know,
and we needed to hear it. Like, it was such an opportunity to hear it. She taught us so much.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Okay, Rifki, let's talk about a little bit about our audience.
Yeah.
What episodes do you feel was like the most impactful for our audience?
I feel like this is hard to gauge because, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, so you can all email or DM us and tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I thought maybe share Hochheimer because.
Hey.
Did you pick the same one?
High five. Then it's absolutely the truth. We both chose Shira Hochheimer. Shira, are you listening?
Yeah, we chose you. The I know a number of people who got her book after that. And I personally started learning the book with my Torah mate. And we're now onto a different book now. But it was so great to learn it. And I loved every single page. I'm going to go back and learn it again with someone else because there's so much in there.
Yeah. So her book, we took the title of our episode based on the title of her book, which is The 21st Century Ashes Kyle. I also picked this episode. So Shira is very well known in Baltimore.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure, would people know her? And then as I was interviewing her and learning from her about the impact of her book, that there are women in communities all over the world having chaburas on her book. And I had read her book already. I mean, I was so happy to give her this platform to, you know, to share her wisdom. Something about her interview, she was very just real about her process, her writing, how she squeezes things into her life. She's just like very relatable kind of person. But I think women really are fascinated by this topic. It's so modern, so relevant. The 21st century, Ashes Chayil, what does that mean for us? I think just like women were seeking and looking for that.
Yeah.
And I think that Shira gave that to them.
So here, let's last kind of recap question that we're going to DMC about. Which is like reflections on our highest rated episodes.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think about what are your reflections?
Yeah. Okay, so it's interesting. Raisy Free number one, how can we not talk about her? She's a fascinating person. she was talking about the art of everyday living, and Raisy has a huge online following.
Yeah.
And it was really awesome that, you know, her following was brought to DMC. To hear about her, and I that was very, very cool experience for us.
Yeah, because she's usually interviewing other people, so it was nice to have to get to hear. And she was so candid. I remember she was so candid in the interview. It was really
it was really nice. A really fun discussion. Wanted to talk a little bit also about Rifki Gardner.
Yeah, was actually number six.
Yeah. So Rifki Gardner is a local marriage coach here, and she was talking about marriage. What can I say? What was the title now? Making Shifts in Our Marriage.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you remembered.
Sorry. And that episode, like a lot of mindset shifts, like novel concepts.
Yeah.
Like basically what we try to do is like take, you know, the topics, marriage, parenting, like we want to hear about it, but we don't want to recycle old information. We really want to give you like fresh, new, applicable, relevant information.
Although sometimes it's nice to like go back to basics and like get to refreshers on like things that we already know
that is true
to like put into practice. But
that is true too. Yeah. And I think Rifki sort of combines both of those things. And we got a lot of feedback I learned so much. I just learned so much listening to her. I was really, really grateful to have her. Yeah. And then I just wanted to also give a shout out to Bracha Polenkoff, and you know the numbers, Rich, because you did the number crunching. I'm going to test you. What number was she? She's our top 10.
She was 8 or 9.
Yeah. And Bracha's book came out, and like we had this immediate WhatsApp, like we need to get her now because everyone's going to want to have her on our podcast. And we like secured Bracha right away to have her on to talk about her book. I think she was one of the first podcasts that she came on to talk about, you know, reclaiming dignity. And I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah. And I think that I also want to give a shout out to Jackie Glazer. That's when you're talking about Rivke Gardner and doing shifts. Like she also had like a lot of mindset shift working. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And just like, you know, I was with her in seminary. We were in seminary together. So it was really fun to all these years later come and like collaborate together like in a professional way.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, you know, our recap of this season of DMC. We want to thank you for DMCing with us in 2023, and we are so excited about 2024. We hope you continue to join us.
Absolutely. And if you have enjoyed our podcast this year, which I'm assuming you did because you're listening right now, please consider sharing it with a friend, whether that's like on your status, via social media, or just good old word of mouth, which is always the most effective, honestly, word of mouth. Also, we just created a WhatsApp group where you can get updates on new episodes, and whatever we're posting on Instagram or Facebook will be there. For those of you who don't have those other social media channels, now you have something.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about that.
I am very excited about it.
So rating and reviewing really helps people find our podcast. And it's also, of course, so nice for us to see. So these reviews and the feedback is a chizuk to keep bringing you the content that you want. See you next season.